few people come, they let you. When the whole group come, they're afraid. So many things have gone missing.
Yeah, this.
No, whether the gum chairs are hanging. Over there in the center, he has a room. It's his study with so many collection of books. And then there's his bedroom. And he would. I think this front veranda was added later, but. There's a very place where he was residing. It's called Bhakti Bhavan, the house of devotion. Here there's a poem to his glories. Jai Jai Joy, Joy, Paramahamsa Mahasoy, Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Goswami Thakur Joy, Parama Karunamoy, Dino Hino Agatir Gati, Nilachale Hoya Udoy, Sigorda Mandale Asi, Prema Bhakti Porokashi, Jive Nashila Bhava Bhoy. All glories to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. All glories to this great Goswami who is totally filled with causeless mercy for the devote, for the fallen souls. He has shown the way for the misguided and hopeless people. He appeared in the holy land of Neelachal, Jagannath Puri. And he came to the Gaur Mandala, land of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and has expanded the flood of Prema Bhakti. He has destroyed the fear of birth and death of the conditioned souls by his preaching. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Prudrakacharya Sutera Sadasi Sima Chara Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakura.
Jai!
For my devotee who surrenders to me, I will preserve what he has and carry what he lacks. A wonderful illustration of this mercy of Lord Sri Krishna was exhibited here. The story is that at the time of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while he was living in Sri Jagannath Puri Dham, there was a very old man living in this area. His name was Jagadish Ganguly. And he so much wanted to go to Sri Jagannath Puri Dham for the Rathayatra of Lord Jagannath Balaram and Subhadra Devi. But at the time he was very old, invalid, and he was also blind. So he was weeping. He was longing at this wonderful service of offering his life chanting before the beautiful form of Jagannath. Actually, the great acharyas have explained that it is this longing to serve the Lord that is the price of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada said that it is tears of genuine love that wash away all of our material desires. And at the same time, those tears water the seed of bhakti within our hearts. But tears which are not based on genuine loving sentiments, but are imitation or sentimental, those tears, Prabhupada said, wash away all the conclusions of the scriptures. Jagadish was a genuine, pure devotee of the Lord, and he was weeping. Oh, Jagannath, I will not come to see you. So on one night, Jagannath most miraculously appeared to him in a dream and told him that tomorrow a log of wood you will find in the river Ganges. And you bring this log of wood to one carpenter who happens to have leprosy. And he will carve deities, murtis, of Jagannath, Balaram, and Subhadra. And you worship them. And in this way, you will always have my blessed darshan and my loving service. So the next morning, Jagadish went to River Ganga. And sure enough, his foot, his leg touched a log. And when he brought the log out, actually I believe when his leg touched the log, his vision came back. And he brought the log out and found this carpenter who had leprosy and told him that it is Jagannath's desire that you carve murtis. He said, but how can I do? I am so contaminated with leprosy. How can I carve the murti of the Lord? I have no qualification. But Jagadish told him, the order of the Lord is your qualification. In the same way, we are all in this predicament. We have been all asked to spread this wonderful message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to reach people's hearts and impel them, inspire them to chant the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
To preach this most sublime message, which is the ripened fruit of the realizations of the greatest acharyas like Rupa and Raghunath. What is our qualification? We have no qualification, save and except that our spiritual master and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has ordered us on their behalf, as their instruments, to preach the message of love of Krishna. So the carpenter began to carve, and as he was carving, his leprosy was being cured. And after a long time, it was a great austerity. You know, leprosy, your fingers fall off and you're trying to carve, it was very painful. But he performed this great tapasya. In the same way, we should know that Krishna, Jagannath, will never appear to us unless we're willing to perform whatever severe or painful tapasya is required to carry out the order of the Lord and Guru. So by his willingness to suffer the pains of carving this murti, Jagannath, Balaram, and Subhadra were carved. So beautiful. And those very forms are sitting before us today, bestowing upon us their causeless mercy. Jagadish installed the murtis, and since that time they have been worshipped. And there's a wonderful, wonderful story of what took place over the years in regard to these murtis. I would like to humbly request Srila Jai Pratap Maharaj to share this wonderful narration with us today. Arivo!
Arivo!
Jai
Subhadra Mahani ki
Jai
Sudarshan Chakra ki
Jai
His Holiness Arunath Swami has explained, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, were worshipped with great and spontaneous devotion by Jagadish Ganguly. And like this, for some generations, the worship of Lord Jagannath was proceeded very gorgeously. And this village has got the ancient name of Rajapur, the village of kings. Lord Jagannath is the king of kings, the lord of the whole universe, Jagannath Swami. And there was, the whole village was crowded with so many people. Somehow, as the time went on, you know how the parents always want their children to maintain the same traditions and responsibilities, especially in line to the religious duties, so that that family tradition will be handed down. That's why in the Hindu tradition there's so much importance given to the marriage, so that the husband and wife produce good children. Children will in turn maintain the traditions of the family. But with the influence of Kali Yuga, somehow the descendants of Jagadish Ganguly, after some time, they did not take the deity worship so serious as their forefather. So gradually, instead of doing the 8 artis and the 56 offerings a day, the worship reduced, a few offerings less and less. And as the time went on, from the children to the grandchildren, finally they're just doing the puja once in a day. Instead of offering rice, they're just offering little fruit and some sugar candy. No time to cook the rice. And finally, even that became difficult. This is a 500-year-old deity, so after some time, they stopped doing also the daily puja. They are doing only the puja weekly. Then from weekly they came to the fortnightly, every Ekadasi. Then finally they are doing only every Purnima. Then finally they are doing only the puja on the Snan Yatra day once in a year. And 1 year came by and also they forgot that. Then something happened and the whole of this plague came to the village, and now when we came here the population of this village was 3, and they also were refugees from Bangladesh. There were no people at all here. Whole village was extinguished and left or whatever and became empty. All this was previously in the ancient record, very populated. A deity became lost and about 80 years ago, one Fatik Chatterjee Brahmana, he had a dream that there was a very big bamboo orchard here. That in this orchard there was some deities. Then he found that there was a big white ant hill. So he was looking all around in the forest, he couldn't find anything. Then something made him, let me look in the white ant hill, and he dug inside the white ant hill. And he found Jagannath Baladev Subhadra inside the anthill. These are Daru Murti, wooden deity. What do white ants eat?
Wood.
But these deities are not touched. They are whole. Jagannath Swami ki?
Jai!
Baladev ki?
Jai!
Subhadra Maharani ki?
Jai!
And like that he was doing the worship. When he was some 15 years ago or so, when he was very old, then he So he was afraid the same thing will happen. He found out the ancient history, all the things about this deity, and he was afraid his children also, they moved to Calcutta, Bombay, working in different companies. They were not taking the, you know, brahmanas today are not always acting like brahmanas. So he was afraid who is going to keep up the tradition. And he got a order and he got a dream of Jagannath said to give the deity seva to ISKCON. So then he contacted us and I talked with him and he said, I want to have you do the deity worship. So we said, okay, we made an arrangement and there were 20 owners of the land where the original temple was over there. There's a big banyan tree. This banyan tree, some people say there's a white cobra there, which is some special devas are worshipped there, the people are coming. It's a very ancient tree. Next to that there's the first temple where Jagannath was when we came. In front of that there's a little Nath Mandir that the villagers had made. So that land had 20 different shareholders. So we said, let all the shareholders sign over, then we'll begin the puja. So I told the pujari that let the legal things be finished, because you know, halfway if they sign and don't sign, maybe we get some difficulty. So 19 of the people signed, only one was left. He only share was one shatak, 1 cent. But so the pujari, but then he started, I told him don't start till everything settled, but then somehow he started the worship. Then I was mentioning to him that you don't do it until I, till it's the final person when they sign, then you start. He said, oh, but I already started 3 days before. So then he didn't want to admit that he started, so he just stopped the worship. Then the next day he came to me and he was like shaking. I said, what's wrong? And the pujari said, I have to admit to you something. I committed a great, big mistake. Actually, I started worshipping the deity 3 days ago. Then you told me that don't start. I didn't want to tell you that I'd already started. But then last night Jagannath came in my dream. I went in a dream and I opened up the door of the temple to worship Jagannath. But Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, they were not there. I looked, they're gone. I looked around, where are they? Then I looked and I saw the three of them walking over the field. And I was astonished how they're walking. And then they turned and they said, we're hungry. We're going to take bhoga with Radha Madhava. And I woke up, I said, I've done a great offense. So once you started, you should have told me, we won't stop, come what may. Once we start, we won't stop. So then we started, originally we were taking prasad from the Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir, then later, then we got one priest from Jagannath Puri came up and he taught how to make Jagannath Puri style preparation for Lord Jagannath. In the Puranas, this place is also described that there was some ancient demon called Rakta Bahu who attacked the Jagannath Puri area and used to love to drink the blood of brahmanas. Therefore he is known as Bloody Arm, Rakta Bahu. So the brahmanas took Jagannath here until that demon was killed by one brave kshatriya. And then Jagannath went back. So this place is also not different from Jagannath Puri. Haribo!
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 Jagannath Swami Ki!
Jai!
Jagannath Swami Ki!
Jai!
Am I out of range? Battery's weak.
Yeah, something wrong. It should be near this.
This deity is known as a Jagrata, very awake, very, very, you can say reciprocative deity. He listens very closely to their devotees, he reciprocates with them very much. So one has to be very careful in worshipping Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. One time by accident, Pujari put salt in the Charanamrita, and after that he was driving by a bicycle, and one madman was lying in the road. All of a sudden he jumped up and started roaring and knocked him right off the bicycle. He picked himself up and said, what happened? He came back to the temple and tasted Charanamrita salt. He please begged Jagannath, please forgive me. We have here so many devotees. There's a masjid, the madrasa next door. Here every year many Muslim devotees are also coming and they're bringing jackfruit, mango, milk. We say, why? So we had no children for 15 years. We prayed Jagannath, we got child, we got this, we got... They said, so many devotees of all communities, they come here to Jagannath. One time we were constructing, 20 bags of cement were stolen. And just happened that in the same village, there was some murder or something, so police did a raid. They didn't find the murder, they found the cement in the person's house within 4 hours. And then that person also came to Jagannath and begged for forgiveness later. So there's a lot of respect and so many this pastime of this deity. See, some students came here, maybe from IIT or somewhere. They heard about this deity. There's also Kharagpur IIT, so they're coming. But this was in the old temple. This is about 30, 40 years ago, 25 years ago. Then there was the pujari was sitting there, and the lamp was just, he put every day one ghee wick, because there only we brought electricity. Before there was not electricity here, pretty much. Then they came, and just as they came, that ghee wick went out. So you know how some of these science students are. They, what is this? No deity here, everything dark. We've been misled. Why they're saying there's some Jagannath, there's nothing here to see. Let us go back. And they walked off. Just as they were walking away, all of a sudden from the ghee lamp, just like an Indane gas is shooting up over 18 inches high, blue and golden flame. The pujari said, there are no ghee, nothing there, just shooting out of the empty tray. He said, my dear students, you please come back here, you take darshan. Then they took darshan. You see, Jagannath is giving you special darshan, but there's no ghee, there's no wick, and there's no Indian gas either. The students, they start pulling their ears, you know, and sticking their tongue out, and they're going down, paying dandavats. They went around 3-4 times. They said, Jagannath, we want to serve you eternally. Jagannath Swami ki!
Jai!
Baladev ki!
Jai!
Subhadra Maharani ki!
Jai!
So like that, there's so many pastimes. If Janani Vas Prabhu was here, he could tell you a few hours of pastimes. These are just a few highlights that come to mind. These deities are very, very merciful. Many Sankirtan devotees, many preachers, they come here every year and worship the deities, and they get the blessings for Krishna consciousness. They're very dear. The deities are very compassionate on the hopeless ones. Somehow these deities that were... Even the cultural branch of the Orissan government came here when these deities were moved to this new temple that was built by the donation of devotees from around the world. And they also came here and filmed this, that this deity also is registered in their ancient records. So there's a lot of history about this Jagannath Baladev Subhadra deity. We're offering 56 preparation chapanna bhog every day for the deity as far as possible. That's being supported. Different devotees are sponsoring the bhoga for a month or for 2 weeks. And there's their name is there, and then they sponsor. And also some of the devotees are contributed, and right behind this now, because one of the main things of Jagannath worship is you have to take his prasadam. This is the main service for Jagannath, is after chanting and circumambulating and listening to his glories, you also have to take his prasadam.
Haribo!
Haribo!
This is a special blessing of Parvati God to the, all the prasad, the Jagannath prasad should be given. This place also is a special garden called Simanta Dweep where Parvati Devi worshipped. This is another pastime which details Maharaj can tell you later. But this place is where Parvati got the blessing of Lord Chaitanya and was able to realize her non-difference from Radharani. So she, in that mood of Radharani, was able to worship in these groves Lord Krishna. So this also is a special gardens. And here Lord Jagannath has come to Vrindavan. This place is not different from Vrindavan, not different from the Kunjas of Vrindavan. And here Lord Jagannath is remaining. So the previous pujari said that Lord Jagannath in a dream said, "I don't need to do my Rath Yatra, because Rath Yatra is to take Jagannath to Vrindavan. He's already in Vrindavan. Then where are you taking? But you can do the Snan Yatra, the bathing ceremony every year. So we do bathing ceremony. About 5,000 to 10,000 villagers come to bathe Jagannath. They go to the Ganges and with their clothes on, they go into the water with the new clay pots, fill up with Ganges water, and then they walk all the way. This is a system that if they bathe in the Ganges and with the wet cloth, they just come like that, then whether even they're not initiated, they can bathe the Jagannath. So like that, thousands are coming and bathing and bringing the water, chanting Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath to 3-4 kilometers from the Ganges to here and bring the Snan Yatra.
Maharaj was explaining that of the 9 islands of Sri Navadvip Dham, this is called Simanta Dweep. Just as there are 9 processes of devotional service, each of these islands represent one of the processes of devotional service. Shravanam Kirtanam Smanana Vandanam Pada Sevana Dasyare Pujana Sakijana Atmani Vedana. This island represents the process of hearing. So we are so fortunate to be taking part in the process of hearing the glories of the Lord in this very holy place. Long ago, in previous age, Parvati saw her eternal consort, Lord Shiva, Mahadev, in a most extraordinary mood. Enwrapped in ecstatic love, tears flowing from his eyes, his body trembling, he was crying out loud the holy names, Gauranga!
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 Chant louder, please.
Gauranga!
Gauranga! Gauranga! Gauranga! Gauranga!
For the pleasure of Jai Pratak Maharaj, who is very fond of loud chanting of the name of Gauranga, we should chant as loud as we can. First I'll chant, then you chant.
Gauranga!
Yeah, he's very happy. The louder the happier. He says it's not loud enough. Very loud.
Gauranga! Gauranga!
Kindness is saying thank you, but in his heart he's thinking not loud enough.
Gauranga! Gauranga!
Shankar, he said, who is this Gauranga? And he explained that in the age of Kali Yuga, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, my worshipable Lord, Sri Krishna, appears with a beautiful golden complexion, tasting the sweetness of Sri Radharani's love. And he's distributing pure love of God to everyone indiscriminately. In my heart, I am worshipping this most merciful incarnation of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And then he began to explain the glories of Sri Navadvip Dham to Parvati. Upon hearing them, she came to this place and she began to perform tapasya, praying, worshipping, and chanting for the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And out of his great kindness, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared before Parvati Devi. With his beautiful golden form, his long arms that reach down to his knees, his beautiful lotus eyes and his long curling hair. And Parvati Devi, prostrated, never seeing such a beautiful form, she surrendered her life to him. And she began to offer her prayers. She said, my dear Lord, I am so unfortunate that I am always having to perform the thankless task of punishing sinful people and keeping them in illusion. Because Parvati is Durga. She is the Mahamaya potency of the Lord. I want to see this beautiful Leela. I want to be a part of your intimate Leela. But instead, I'm condemned to this material existence, simply keeping people in the illusion of Maya. So Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu explained to Parvati Devi that you are actually the expansion of Srimati Radharani. Your essence and your origin is in her. And when I appear in the form of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in this form, in the age of Kali, you can assist me in my pastimes as Prodamaya. Prodamaya is the Yogamaya potency that protects the land of Navadvip Dham. She assists the Lord in his confidential Leela by making beautiful arrangements for Lord Gauranga and his devotees, and by also covering the atheists and the materialists from the ability to see the glories of the Holy Dham of Navadvip. If you remember, we went to the temple of Prodamaya in Koladvip the day before yesterday, so she resides there. After this beautiful darshan, where Parvati Devi, all of her desires were fulfilled, she took the dust from the feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and she put it in the part between her hair, which is called Simanta, and since that time this is called Simanta Deep. Sri Mahadev ki
jai!
Sri Parvati Devi ki
jai!
Sri Prodamaya Devi ki
jai!
Sri Balaram Subhadra Jagannath Swami ki
jai!
Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki
jai!
Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki
jai!
Sri Srila Prabhupada ki
jai!
Sri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki
jai!
Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki
jai!
Gauranga!
Of how to worship Lord Jagannath by chanting, by dancing, and by taking his prasad. Jagannath's mercy is very wonderful. He wants us to take bath in the Jalangi. So Jalangi is a sacred river which joins the Ganga. Can you explain something about the Jalangi for us? It's about a 15-minute walk here, the river. So those who are tired or old or who just want to be here with Lord Jagannath and sit and rest, and those who want to go to River Jalangi for bath and then coming back for prasad, we can all go together. Did you bring your bathing things?
Yes.
Everyone's bags.
Haribol.
So with your
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Gauranga. Hare Krishna. So, you know this, Mayapur, Navadvip Dham. Navadvip means the nine islands. 500 years ago, there were actually nine distinct islands divided by various water tributaries, all of the Ganges, of which some are still visible, some are recognizable, with some, if you look at the topographical maps, and some you may not also see anymore. So Jalangi is considered not different from Saraswati of the Triveni. It's also, this Jalangi is coming from the Ganges and joining again here with the Ganges. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he sang a song that he wants to just live by the side of the Jalangi, sipping the water and remembering the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya bathes in this river so many times. So here is also a special river for getting mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Also Lord Balaram, just at the place where we're going, he had liberated one demon. There was one Mayasur demon who was harassing and torturing and disturbing all of the brahmanas who were trying to perform sacrifice. So when Balaram was during the Kurukshetra Juddha war, he did not remain at Kurukshetra, but he visited all Kurukshetra Juddha war. He did not remain at Kurukshetra, but he visited all the holy places. So in his travels, he came here to Navadvip Dham. So the brahmanas approached him as a kshatriya to defend them against this demon, Mayasur, who was disturbing their sacrifices. So Balaram requested that demon to desist from this disturbing activity, but the demon said, "Who are you to tell me what to do? I don't listen to anybody." And he attacked Balaram. So then Balaram had a fight with this Mayasur, and there was a huge fight. By their fighting, they dug a lake, and by the bleeding of the Mayasur, the lake also got filled with his blood, and finally the Mayasur was liberated by Balaram at that place. So that's called the Maya Mara Mat, or the field where Maya was killed. So that's right on the side of the Jalangi River, and we'll go by there. I'll point it out when we go by this side. So then afterwards, the Balaram, after fighting with this Mayasur, he also bathed there in the Jalangi River. And he was worshipped by all of the brahmanas and the rishis who were here. So that place, Balaram Ghat, is where we intend to go for the bath to get the blessings of the Lord. The same Jalangi River, which flows by the side of Mayapur, it curls around. It's going east, here it's going north-south, so it's actually it's straight that way. We go a little kitty corner to the Mayamar temple. We're trying to procure some roadside land in the Mayamar field so we can build a small shrine there for the Parikram parties to visit. We want to have, and all of this actually a hidden tirtha. We didn't know, we knew in the books that such a place existed. It mentions the Puranas that all these things happen. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said it's in this area. So one of our Bhaktivedanta Swami Charity Trust research work is to find the hidden and lost holy places in the Dham and then to try to preserve those. So we located the field. We asked some old villagers and they knew of any place called Maya Mat or something, and then we found one. He said, no, my grandfather told me there was one field called Maya Maram, and I can show you where that is. And he took us. We had to have grandson was helping him with a cane, and he said, this is the place, this is the field. We found in the old Rand records that also mentions as Maya Mara. So the tradition is that here they name fields, like a little piece of land gets a name and just handed down by the people from time immemorial. Something happens there, and after that, that piece of land is referred to by the villagers. I'm going to this field or that field. Each field has its own name. You don't know even where that name comes from. This man, he didn't know what that meaning was. He said, no, I don't know anything, but this name of this place is Mayamara. The Mayamara Mat. And that's what the Shastra says, that the place after was called Mayamara. So that we located that field, that place of Balaram. Also, to this side, there's another place which you, after you take prasadam, you might want to go there and rest. There's the Sridhar Angan, the place of Kola Vecha Sridhar, the banana grower and salesman who is very important character in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. In this area, these are the main places that we remember. Jagannath Swami ki
jai,
Baladev ki
jai,
Baladev Maharani ki
jai.
Some devotee, I think one devotee has contributed this diorama exhibit of the pastimes that Maharaj had explained and some other pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So you can enjoy this humble presentation of the pastimes. Anything else, Maharaj?